Parshas Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael. The Vav is Moisif, the Vav is Machaber between Sefer Bereishis. Emes, the Ramban gives a different name to each one of the Svarim. Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayitzira. Sefer Shmois is called Sefer Hasheni. Some call it Sefer Agula, but there's another name that it has. It's Sefer Hasheni. It's a modern name. The other Svarim have Sefer HaPikudim, Mishneh Torah. Stam, Sefer Hasheni. The pshat is, it's not Stam Sefer Hasheni. It's Sefer HaYitzira and Sefer HaYitzira Hasheni. There's the Yitzira of Maisa Bereshis, of the Teva Kipshutoi, and then there's the Yitzira of Bereshis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis, the Yitzira of Bria Soilim, which is the Klal Yisrael. There's a Bazundari Yitzira. Sefer Yitzira Hasheni. There's a Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, in the beginning of Bereshis, it says that Mamash, in the beginning of the Bria, it says five times R in the beginning of the Bria, and the Medrash says that each time that it says R is going on one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and the Emes says that the first two is Vayomer Elikim Yehi R, Vayehi R. Vayomer Elikim Yehi R is Bereshis. Vayehi R is Shmois. Shmois is the Tetzah of Bereshis. It's bringing out Miyakoyech El Apoyel. And that's what's the Geula. Afshar. The Zohar says that Ve'ele is Gematria 42, and it's Keneged, the shame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of his shemois is a shame of Mem Beis Oisiois. Ve'emes, it's Nirmaz in the Rosh HaTevis of Ona B'Koyach. And that shame is Vav Moisif, that also went down to Golus. Besides the Shivim Nefesh that went down to Golus, the shame Mem Beis also went down to Golus. It's brought down from the Arizal, and after the Arizal, many of the Svarim talk about it. Vaisleis, this wasn't before the times of the Arizal, but that the days during the weeks of the Parshias Shmois Ve'era Voi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, there are 42 days. And it's connected this shame of Mem Beis, and it's the days of Shoivivim. Vais Techois, that in the door of Ikvus of the Meshicha, it's in the times of the Rizal, it's Ikvus of the Meshicha. Avada now, it's already Ikvus of Ikvus of the Meshicha, that it's not enough the Aryeh is the Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. That's him. Yosef was nifter on Hoshana Rabbah, as I state in the Medrash, by Yomas Yosef, and his patir is Hoshana Rabbah. And right after that, we now start a process that even beyond the Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, there's another 42 days of the days of Shoivivim. There's 42 Arei Miklat, there are 42 words in Parshas Ve'ahavta. All of this is an Indian that a person has to nutz ois. I saw this farm right, you know, Shoivivim, we talk about Yosef and the Yisoid and Shmiras HaYisoid. The Medrash says that Eshes Potifar took a Ashteroya Shel Barzel and put it on his neck. Azoy, he didn't want to look, and she wanted that he should look at him, so she put an Ashteroya. I don't know what an Ashteroya is. I don't know if the translation is iPhone or a different translation, but whatever this Ashteroya Shel Barzel is, he put it there, and that was his Nisoyan. And Yosef was Oymen in the Nisoyan, and he didn't look. And he was Zoychel Malchus because of that. That's what a person has to go through, Dorf, in these days of the Shoivivim. It's called Parshas Shmois. It's called Sefer Shmois. And the emissary is, there are many things that are mentioned. There are many names that are mentioned in this week's Parsha. In the beginning of the Parsha, you have the names of the 12 Shvatim. Behemshech the Parsha, you have the name of the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. The Moshiach Shel Yisrael was Moshe. That was, he was given a name. Basya Bas Pari gave him the name. He has many other names, but it's given his name. Later on in the Parsha is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eberst is Megala, and he says that his name is Zeshmi, Vezezichri, the shame of Eyeh, and the various shemes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala. So Parsha Shmoy is the side of Shmoy of the Shvatim, side the shame of Moshe, side the shame of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and it's also Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yesh shishim riboy oisis la Torah, because every ois in the Torah is be'emes a remes for an ois of one of the shemois of every single neshama in Klal Yisrael. It's brought down in the Sfarim. It says ve'el shmois b'nei Yisrael haba'im mitzroima. Mitzroima, not Mitzrayim. Mitzroima really represents Goshen. They didn't stam go to Mitzrayim. They went to Mitzroima. And Mitzroima is really Goshen. The secret of Goshen, even though you're really in Mitzrayim, is that you're margish haboyim Mitzrayim. You're not settling there. You're not really feeling the kvius there. You don't feel like, wow, we've been here for hundreds of years already. No, we just got here. We're greeners. Yeah, haboyim Mitzroima. We don't still suit to the surroundings of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Gematria 385. So is Shechina. It's a makam of Shechina. It's also a number of Shleimus. The Zohar writes that 1 square plus 2 square plus 3 square plus 4 square till 10 square, that's a Shvitz Shleimus, 10. The Shleimus of 10, that's also Gematria Shechina. That's 385. Yeah, 385 times 2 is 770, but I don't know the significance of that. But 385 is also Gematria Friedman. But that's what it means over here. Mitzrayim means that they did not go stomp to Mitzrayim. They were in a Wi-Fi free section that didn't have the Mitzrishkeit around them. There was a separate mokum of Ashroas Hashchina. The Balaturim writes, Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael Zok, the Balaturim, it's a Rosh HaTevis. He reads into the words, Ve'odam Asher Loimid HaSeder Shnayim Mikrav Echatargim, that's the letters, and then he continues, B'nei Yisrael is B'koil Noim Yoshir Yich Yashonim Rabbeis Arukim La'olam. And the Emes, the Levush also brings La'alocha that there's a remez over here, but he says it different. V'chayiv Odom, the Rosh HaTevis, V'eila, V'chayiv Odom Lilmoid HaParsha Shnayim Mikrav Echatargim. Why is the remez dafk over here? It says Shmois in very many other places also. Because maybe at a new sefer, you know, there's a shayla in the poskim, if you're still holding in Vayetze, like should you skip and start fresh from Shmois or not? I'm not paskening, but it could be there's a remez over here. You know, you have a new opportunity, a fresh sefer, and an inyan of the chiv of Shnayim Mikrav Echatargim. Vayomas Yosef v'chol echa v'chol adoy rahu. It's a fascinating diak. In the last pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, it says Vayomas Yosef ben Me'ev Eser Shonin. And over here it says again Vayomas Yosef. He was nifted twice. The pshat, as we spoke about, I think the other weeks, Yosef is Misham Roya. It says it last week. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Evan is Av Ben. Av Ben. Yosef is one of the Ovos. Why? I thought the Ovos are only Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Yosef Lemaisa is the Av of Menashe and Ephraim. On the other hand, he's a Ben. He's a Shaded like the other Shvatim. But on the other hand, he has a Bechina of Av. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovos. And in the Bechina that Yosef is an Av, yes, he's mentioned right at the end. But at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayechi, Vayomas Yosef, the Bechina of Av. But now we're starting the Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael, the Sefer of the Shvatim, the Sefer of the Bonim. Yosef is also that Bechina. He's Doch, one of the 12 Shvatim. Is Nochem of Ayomas Yosef. There's a mimer in Pachet Yitzchok that he says on this Pasuk, on Pachet Yitzchok on Pesach, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echa v'chol ador ahu. He says, Balela say that we have an idea called Maskel v'gnusu Messiah b'shvach. He says, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echov is that the entire Shivim Nefesh died. We know b'Shivim Nefesh Yerdul Mitzrayim. And he brings from the Maral and others that Shivim is a certain number of Shleimus. There was a gewisse musig of B'nei Yisrael already of Shivim. Shivim is a Shleimistic number. They went down, and about 10 years later, they go through the Korah Barzal of Mitzrayim. It's going to come out of Shishim Riboy. But for the Shishim Riboy to come out, it has to first be totally by Yomas, the Shivim. There's Laila, and then you can come to the Yoim. Masil Begnus, and then you can come to the Shevach. Sheva Yipol Tzadik, and then you can have a come. Vayomas Yosef b'chol echav, and that entire door, and then we can start the process of the Korah Barzel of the next generation. Uvnei Yisrael paru vayishutzu vayirbo vayatzmu v'moid ma'oid. I heard an interesting pshat. Rashi says the Gemara brings it vayishutzu is that they were moilid shisha b'keres echad. Where's the remez that it's shisha b'keres echad? So you could say a pshat. It's based on the Chizkuni in Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze, it says Levi was called Levi. Rashi says Hapam yilove ishi alai. Now he's going to come along with me. So the Chizkuni said, the Pasuk says, Zok the Chizkuni, that when she has the first child, the mother carries him in the right arm. And when she has her second child, she carries him in the left arm. But by the third child, and the Chizkuni is going that they weren't born with twins. Anyways, the Chizkuni was Shitasei, that Dina was born as a twin with Zvulun, and there weren't twins with the other ones. He doesn't go with that medrash. But Al Kopanim, by the third child already, Hapam Yilovi Ishi Alai, the husband has to come along also. Who's going to carry the third child? No, so the husband carries the third and the fourth child. Then what happens? Then the children have to start crawling along behind. That's it. Now, by Yishutu was Lashon Rabim, that they were Shayritz and they were crawling, but more than one. So that the Cheshman, Pashut, comes out to six. Two that the mother held, two that the father held, and two that were crawling by Yishutu. Hashem Epshat. By Yochum El Chodesh Al Mitzrayim, and he comes out with an Eitz Ahav and a Schak Maloy. He's up to Gemara and Saita Daf Yid Aleph. Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, Shloi Shehoyu Ba'oise Eitz. There were three Yoyetzim that Tari had in his cabinet, in his mini cabinet. Bilam, Eoyv, and Yisroi. Bilam gave the Eitzah, and Bilam's Oynish was that he was Nerag. Eoyv was Shoysik, and therefore his Oynish was that he got Yisurim. Yisroi ran away. Sheborach, Zocham et Nebonim Shiyeshu Balishik Asagozis. So first Bilam was Nerag. Why was he Nerag? Because he was the one that gave the Eitzah. Fret Rashi in Soita, Bemis Itzapela, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuvov, that when Bilam was killed, at the end of the Midbar, we know that Bilam was killed, he was 33 years old, the Gemara says, because Anshe Domim Umirmo Layechetsu Yemeyim, Rishoyim like this shouldn't even live half a life, and a life is 70 years. So Bilam was killed at the age of 33, 34. Lechayr of Bilam is here way at the beginning of the process of Yeridah Mitzrayim by the Havan Eschak Maloi. He has to be hundreds of years old. And Zakrashi, it's Taka Machloikis Asugis. Eilu ve'eilu divrei l'kim chayim. How does that work? I don't know, but Bilam, that's the steer on Bilam. The other Indian is though that Eoyv kept quiet. Yisrael ran away. Eoyv kept quiet. He's Nidin be Yisurim. Zakrav Chaim Shmolevitz, why does he have to be Nidin be Yisurim? Because the truth is, his taina is, what's the taina that I kept quiet? And if I would have made him a chav, Bilam gave the Eitzah, they were going to do this anyways. But the Teretz is, Asetut Veim is right. If it's hurting you, you scream. And he didn't scream. That means it didn't hurt. The Oynish is to get Yisurim. What are you screaming? It's going to help. It's hurting anyways. But I mean, that's when it hurts. When it's tutvei, merhet on shrine. And that was the Oynish. And vice versa, all the Yisurim of Eiv was proportional to the amount of pain that he should have felt when he heard about this Eitz of Bilam, and he should have been screaming. That amount of screaming that he should have had. Vayimoru es chayeyem, there's a famous verse from the Gro that Vayimoru es chayeyem, it says, Kadma va'azlo. Kadma va'azlo, why did they go out early? Why did they go out early? They were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Why did they go out after 210 years? Kadma va'azla is even interesting. Kadma va'azla is Gematria 190. The word Kadma va'azla is Gematria 190. Because the Rabbanu Shalom was Chishev Esha Kates. Kates is Gematria 190. Why was the Rabbanu Shalom Chashev the Kates? Because the truth is, if they would stay for 400 years, they would have fell into the 50th Shar Tumma. They wouldn't be a Kiyam to Klal Yisrael. The Avtoch of the Brisbane Absorum wouldn't be Negeah. Because Nishdomit Vem and Seredin, Meret Tzedavan. There's no one left. They're nigmar if it's the Chamishim Shar Tumma. For states, if that's only Koy the Matan Torah, La'acha Matan Torah, if a person's up to Aracha Ayim HaKadosh is in the Nun Shari Tumma, or even in the Nun Tes Net Shari Tumma, a person can come out, maybe. But that's the Chishev Esakeit, the Kadma V'Azla, they went out 190 years early. Although I heard a very interesting pshat. What's the pshat they went out after 210 years? Pshat is like the Rabbi Shlom was Mekel because he said, Rubai Kekulai. I said 400 years. Oh, but if it's more than 200 already, it's more than 50%. Rubai Kekula. So, Fretzich the Shaila, why do they have to suffer 210 years? 201 years. If that's the Chat, that is Rubai Kekula, what's the Vazlatan Leiden Nochat Senyor? So, I heard a beautiful pshat. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he grew up as a young child in the base Paray. Then he went away, he became a, there's a Medrash, the whole story. We don't know too much about Moshe Rabbeinu until he comes to 80 years old when he comes back. But according to the Medrash, when Moshe Rabbeinu was 17 and still in Beis Paray, he went over to Paray not knowing who he was, and he suggested, you know, you're working these Yidden very hard, give them a day off. And they came to a pshar, he's going to give them Shabbos off. As I state in Medrash. And the Yidden stopped working on Shabbos starting from then, from when Moshe was 17. You make the Cheshbon, Moshe 17, he comes back at 80, that's 63 years worth of Shabbos is another 9 years that they didn't work. And that's exactly 210, and that was the Chak. that the Rabbanim Shlom, the Sunnah was 210 years, that's already Rubik Akuli. 9 years they got off from Shabbosim, and they were supposed to work a full 400 years with Shabbosim. So 210 is mamish 200 and a drop. And as soon as it was Rubik Akuli, Shishay Besa Kates, the Rabbanim Shlom was already Mechashiv the Kates. Hashem Echeshvin. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. We're talking about now Amram, who's an enekel of Levi, and he marries his aunt. He marries Yechevet. How does he marry his aunt? It's doidosoi. The Teretz is that the Ramban says this was in Chutz Laretz, and that's the Ramban Barjas Toilus, and of course the Nefesh HaChaim is Yisoid, the same way Yaakov married two sisters, because when it's Koyde Matan Torah, you're allowed to make cheshbonis of understanding of Yisoid, that from here is going to be Nivne by Yaakov the Klal Yisrael, by Amram over here, by Shiyam Shal Klal Yisrael. And yes, you're allowed to marry the Dosei and Lechaira. That answers the kasha that they asked, that Lechaira Amram was Machzir Grushasi, because he sent Yocheved away. And Machzir Grushasi is only Usir if she got married in the interim. But according to the Targum Yoinison and Parshas Baloyscha, the Eldad and Medad were half brothers of Moshe that were born from Yocheved, who married Elitzofen ben Parnach in the interim after Amram sent her away, right? So she's Machzer Grushasa. This is another medrash that Eldad and Medad were actually Moshe's half-brothers from Amram, from a different wife. But according to the Targum Yoinison, that Eldad and Medad are Moshe's half-brothers min ha'ein from Yocheved, and she had them after she was divorced. So it's Machzer Grushasa. The Teretz is, okay, he also married Doidasa. He knew that this is what you have to do for the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. It's a stickle problem because the Gemara says in Shabbos that Moshe was Shlishi Labeten, L'chaira, he was the fifth child of Yecheved. Now, when she can't hold it anymore, and she puts Moshe in the teva, and the Bitzke Bas Pari sends out her arm, Batishlech Hasamosa, so everyone asks, it was hundreds of amas away, and the Gemara says, the Medrash says, the Gemara also in Saita, that a nes happened. Why in Semchan al nes, what's the Indian that she spread out her hand? Well, there's all kinds of neschois in the Velt. I saw the Kotzker Nusach, a fascinating Nusach. If a person, be'emes, you know, amos is lashon of emes, if a person be'emes is marish that he can do it, yes you can, then it's takadir. It's not nice, it's takadir. You know, a person could be sitting in the mismedrish and learning Masech Yevamos, but he's holding the toises on the Fches or the toises on the Fyud. Where is there a land among toises? The toises on the Zayin. It's Torah than a Shemayim, it's Shver Sugis and Yevamos. How could you understand it? You're putting your arm out, you think you could rear on the toises? Yeah, if you believe you can, you can. But you have to believe, it has to be be'emes that you believe that you could do it. So Bitzke Bas Pari sends out her arm. Now what was she doing there? The Pasuk says, Vatered Bas Pari Lirchatz Ala Ya'ar. The Gemara in Saita says, Rashi doesn't bring it here, but the Gemara in Saita says that she was going to be Mitar from Gilule Beis Ovia. She was being Toivelish and Geirus. She was leaving her father's Beis Avodah Zarah. Frengen Dachrayim, but where was the Bezdin? You need a Bezdin of three for Geirus. Where's the Geirus? Where's the Bezdin? Asach Redenbegenem, where was the Bezdin of Bitzke Bas Pari's Geirus? The truth is, there's a stira because the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that she was going down to the Ya'or because she had Saras and she wanted to be Toivel in the Ya'or to get rid of the Saras, and the truth is it didn't help. But then when she touched the Teva of Moshe, then she was Nisrapa from the Saras, and then she, as I stated in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, then she chapped at Yesh Dvorim Begoy. Why not? To be Megaya? Kardem Antara, this Gerus? If there's Gerus, you need a Bezdin.
Yeah, Rubino is Megaya.
What?
Avram Avinu was Megaya.
Yeah, where was his Bezdin? Yeah, who was the Bezdin of Avram Avinu? Oichad Hashem. Vihine nar boiche. The Zohar says boiche is boi koi. Koi chof hei. Chof hei is the Lashon of the Shechina. There are many places where chof hei is mevorach to the Shechina. By the Akedo, Avram Avinu says, Ani v'hanar nelcha ad koi. Haloi koi dvorei ke'eshin om Hashem. Chanukah is chanu koi. The Zohar says that the Shema Yisrael has 25 Isis, and that's Koi. Baruch Hashem Koi Machus is only 24 Isis. That's the day before Chana. And then you get to Koi, and Koi Soim Ala Beis Yaakov, Koi Yiyaz Arecha. So over here also, Vihine Nar Boiche is Boi Koi. Bisya Bas Pari was able to see, yes, she saw that over here is the Shechina, maybe because she was Nisrapa from the Tzaras, but she chapped that something is going on here, and they need a Meinekes. So they said, let's go get a Meinekes Min HaIvrius. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be Yoinik from a Mitzris. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei, in Siman Pei Aleph, the Rama brings that Chol of Mitzris is like Chol of Yisrael. It's a goy, technically, a Mikra Din, a baby could have from Chol of Mitzris, from a goy. But Mikol Mokem, Lo Yinik Tinek Min HaMitzris, and Efshav Yisraelis, because it's Metamtem the Leiv. The goyin says, the Makor for this din, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara in Saita, because by Moshe Rabbeinu it said, Pesha osid l'daberim ashchino should be yoinik from a mitzris. And that's the Goyin's makor for this Ramah, that Yedda Yidin Klal Yisrael, what's the Shaykh? It's punk fakir. Dosh teta bazundar azach, Pesha osid l'daberim ashchino. There's a lot of terutim on this, but there's a famous nusach from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that he said, that's Yesodim Chinuch. Every Jewish child is Pesha osid l'daber im ashchino. If he's going to plan to open up a Gemara Yevamos, then he's being medaber im ashchino. And that's gufa, a pesha, os ledaber im ashchino, should not be yoinik from a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu then comes, in the next parak you have the story of the sneh. The sneh is boyer be'esh, ve'inenu ukal. The sneh, on one hand, is representative of Klal Yisrael's survival in Golus. That even though it's burning, but it doesn't get burnt, it shows how Klal Yisrael can survive through all the Golosin. But a lot of this farm talk about also that the sneh represents Har Sinai, it's the same Lashon, sneh. It says, Be'emes by Yosef, Ritzoin Sheikhni sneh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. It's talking about that, and it says, Ritzoin Sheikhni sneh, where the Kaddish Baruch Hu was Nizgala Tchila to Moshe by the Sneh, later on by Sinai, but there's a level early that he was Nigla by the Sneh. This is part of the process of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. According to Reb Chaim Volozhin, in a few places in Nefesh HaChaim and in Ruach Chaim, this is where Moshe Rabbeinu received his Dargus Nevuah of Aspaklaria Meira, by the Sneh, not by Matan Torah, already by the Sneh. And that's why the Rebbein Shalom is telling him, Shal Na Olecha Mi'al Raglecha. He explains that the emes on the shoma of a person is really roishay magiyah shemaim, and the guf is only a malbush, but it's not a malbush, it's a na'al. It's only the lowest part of the neshama is covered over with the malbush of the guf. And the Rabbi Shalom is telling him, Shal na alecha, separate yourself from that also, become even more nizdakech. That's why it says Moshe Moshe without a hefsik, different than what it says by Avram Avram and the other places that it says different nevuas. Because over here it was Moshe Rabbeinu in Gansin reaching the dargah of Aspaklaria Meira by the Nevuah of the Sneh. It's a Pelad Gazach. He talks there about the Nefesh HaChaim, that Be'etzim, the Guf of a Neshama is a Na'al. And there's a famous Gemara in Saita that it wants to describe something that's funny, that's awkward, that's not some Zach, is Gavra Arteloi V'Sayim Asana, which means a person that's walking around naked or Akaponim, not wearing tattered clothes, but his shoes are $500 shoes. Get some, you know, be consistent. And that's what happens if a person spends too much time in the amount of years that he's allotted over here in his preparation for going to the Olam HaEmes, to the real world. Some people say they learn in yeshiva for a few years, then they're going to go to the real world. The real world. Everyone's going to go to the real world. You have to prepare yourself here for 80, 90, 100, 120 years, and then you go to the real world. You don't have to go to the real world when you're 25. Vinciyon Arichas Yomim, and you don't have to go into the real world yet, but when you finally go to the real world, okay. When you finally go to the real world, and you're going to see that you put all the emphasis on the shoe, the guf is all negushim and was well taken care of, but the rest of the neshama, it's going to be a chuchav itlula, it's going to be a gavra arteloi v'sayim esona. That is a shot of a tariyah here. The Rabbanu Shlom comes by Moshe by the Sneh, and he says that he should really be the one that should be the goyel. And Moshe Rabbeinu is fighting. There's a vikuach whether he's roy, whether he should send Aaron or send someone else. There's a whole sugi over here. There's an interesting pshat in the hafla. It says in the pasuk, "Vayar Hashem kisor lirois, kisor lirois." What's sor lirois? So the hafla brings is very interesting. We spoke about this other weeks and in a different inyan. The shem Havaya is 26. But there are many shemes, basic names that we know of different central people in Klal Yisrael's history, that their names is a multiple of Shem Havaya. Yosef is actually Shem Havaya 6 times, 156. Yaakov is Shem Havaya 7 times, is 182. Yitzchak and Pinchas are both 8 times Havaya, 208. There's a few other ones, but what's in the gay for us is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you're sending me? And then there's going to be Golas Mitzrayim, and then there's going to be Gula, but then there's going to be the Churban, and the Beis Hamikdash, and back and forth. Send Eliyahu and Pinchas already. Let's spell this avek already for non-fine. Eliyahu is 26 times 2. 56. 52. Eliyahu is 52. 26 times 2. And Pinchas is 26 times 8. So Pinchas is 8 Havayis. And Eliyahu is 2 Havayis. And Pinchas is Eliyahu. And that's 260. And that's what it says, Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Hashem said, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, send Eliyahu and Pinchas. Eliyahu is two Havayas, Pinchas is eight Havayas, Sach HaKol, the full 10, the Shlevis of Havayas, that's 260, that's Sor, send them. What do you need me for? What did the Rabbeinu Shalom answer him? The Rabbeinu Shalom answered him that, no, that you're Moshe. Moshe is 345. Nu, was it thus? 260, we said, is 10 Havayas. Moshe Rabbeinu was even more than that. You know why? Because if you add Elikim to the 260, you add another 86 of Elikim, that's exactly Gematria Moshe. But it's off by one, Farshteitzach, because Vatachsereyu Ma'at Me'elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get mamish to the Shrift. There was one Nakuda, the Shavanun, that he didn't see. So Ma'at Me'elikim, 85 plus the 260, that's Moshe. So that's what Moshe is saying. You're saying I should send Kisar Leroyce? No. You goofa have in you the 10 Havayas plus Kimat Elikim. Why do you have, what you're saying, you send Eliyahu and Pinchas, which is 260, which is Eliyahu and Pinchas, is the 10 Havayas. Moshe in you is the 10 Havayas plus Kimat Elikin. Jasanta Pshat from the Haflo. Invite there. Moshe Rabbeinu is, it's not pushed to go because Dosan Aviram, he's afraid of them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, he may su kol ha'anoshem ha'mevakshem es nafshecha. Rashi says it's going on Dosan Vavirim that they want to kill you, but don't worry, they're dead. Now the truth is they weren't dead; they pop up later on in the Chumash. But Rashi says they were aniyim, and an oni is choshev kemes. There are actually four things that are choshev kemes: an oni, misha in libonim, a suma, and a mitzayra. And over here Rashi was telling him that Dosan Vavirim became aniyim. Why aniyim? Maybe one of the other things, I understand, they're not really dead. Maybe they were a suma, maybe they lost their children, or they were ainli bonim, maybe mitzayra. So the Rishonim asked the kasha, the simplest teretz is that if they would be a suma or mitzayra or an ainli bonim, why? I know there's a lumbus, nechshav kemes, but nechshav kemes is not helping Moshe Rabbeinu if they come with a, you know, they come to attack. Over oni is the answer. Because if you have guilt, then even if you're a mitzayra and a suma and a you can shmir, and they're going to be able to be attacking Moshe. Aber oni choshev kemes. That told Moshe Rabbeinu not to worry about them anymore. But how do you know kipshuta that they weren't dead? So it's pashut because it says kimesu kol ha'anoshim hamevakshim, not asher bikshu. Asher bikshu is that they were mevakshim. Hamevakshim is lashon hoyve. They're still mevakshim. I thought they're dead. Must be. It's only kiyum dead. Kimoise, right? Shluchah shel adam kimoise. Nish mamish moise. So kimesu kol ha'anoshim hamevakshim es nafshecha, and that's going on dosan vaviram. Now, finally, the Rabbi Shalom convinces Moshe Rabbeinu to go. Vayihi baderech v'moloi, vayifkesheyu Hashem, vayivakesh hamisoi. What happened over here? The Gemara says in the Dorim that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to mal his child. Then this is a big tumult because Moshe Rabbeinu made a deal with his shver Yisroi that he's only going to mal one of the kids. One is going to go to Avodah Zarah, and the other one he's not going to mal. He's only going to mal the other one. There's a big tumult here. Which one we're talking about? There's a stiris about it in a midrashim. But on Kaponim, there was one of the kids that he was supposed to be mal, if it's Gershom Eliezer, we have to see. And the reason he wasn't mal, the Gemara says in the Dorim, Chas v'sholim shenis rashul moishim and amila. Over, he said, what should I do? I have to go. And then we're going to go to the derech, it's going to be a sakana. Right? On the shlishi l'amila, it's a sakana. So I have to wait. And he delayed the mila. And because of that, vayivakesh hamisa, there's a machlekes rishonim. It says that a malach came, or some koyach came, different shotim, and swallowed Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a shayla. Some say it swallowed Moshe Rabbeinu up, and it swallowed him up on one end from his head down and from his feet up, exactly till the middle, to the mokam amila. And that's why Tzipora understood that the issue over here is mila. On the other hand, there's a pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even there; he was somewhere else. Rabbeinu Chananel sounds like that in Yuma. And what actually happened is that the baby was swallowed up, and she chapped that she has the mal. But either way, either Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, or he was the one that being swallowed up. And Tzipora chaps that there's an issue over here about Mila. So Vatikach Tzipora Tzar, she does the Mila. Tzipora does the Mila. Now the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vatikach Tzipora Tzar. She took a stone. So it's interesting, there's a halacha in Yeridei, in Hilchas Mila, in Simon Reish Samach Dalet, Bakoil Molon, you could use any kind of knife, Afilu Tzar, Schuchas, a shard of glass, and anything that makes the cut, Chutz Mikroi Mishal Kona. Because then, if it's dangerous, it can make the baby into kashifcha. Or the mitzvah men amufchar to use barzel. Why Barzel? So the Goyin, it's more the Goyin over there on that Indian that you're allowed to do Barzel and brings, it's more the Gazach. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Rebbe Lezer the Mila, Daf Kuf Lamed, Rebbe Lezer holds that even Machshire Mila is Deicha Shabbos. So you're even allowed to take an axe to chop wood, to make a fire, to make coals, to sharpen the Barzel. I don't know if you have the axe already. You know, axe, but I'm saying you have. For meaning you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to make Barzel. Why Barzel? So there's a medrash because the Barzel was Nichna. When was the Barzel Nichna? We have a story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is confronting Goliath. Who's Goliath? The Pelishti Ha'orol. Goliath is a Spitz Orol, an Urol, yeah? Goliath is the Spitz Orol. And David HaMelech takes 5 Avonim. Now Avonim be'etzim b'derech klal doesn't beat Barzel. Barzel beats Evan in the conflict. But he takes Chamisha Avonim. Why Chamisha Avonim? Because he's doing the Bris Mila now. He's breaking the Urla, the Url of Goliath. Avram Avinu had Mila, Yitzchak, Tzipoira did a Mila here, and Yeshua. It says 2 because Yeshua did Mila and Priya. That's Sakakal 5. That's the Chamisha Avonim that David is taking. The Chamisha Pa'amim of Evan that you can do Mila with Evan. But he took those Chamisha Avonim, and the Avonim were Machnia, the Barzel of, well, it's a problem because Goliath's helmet was made out of Nechoshes, Sorachian, cotton, in parentheses. But the Medrash says that the Chamisha Avonim broke the Barzel. So the Barzel was Nichna to the Avonim. That's why there's a Basundar Indian to use Barzel as the Koyach to do the Mila. And that's what Tzipora was doing over here. Now the Shailas, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, there's a Machloikis. We know we darshan hamol yimol. Himol yimol. We darshan hamol yimol. That only someone who's mohol is allowed to be a mohol. The Gemara actually learns it from somewhere else also. V'yemra l'kim al Avram ba'atas brisi tishmar atav zarecha achrecha. So a goy shouldn't be a mohol. You need a mohol. Someone that's not mohol can't be a mohol. So the Gemara dons, what about an isha? So the Gemara says the truth is no. An isha is command the mimhol dom. Gemara brings us a svara. But l'maisa, it lives a machleik is there. It's not so poshid if an isha could do mila. Frek the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, Mefurash HaPasuk, Vatikach Tzipora Tzor. So the Gemara, no, Karibe Vatakach, meaning she got someone else, she made a Shliach. Frek the Gemara, Vatichrois, Aide Shliach. Then the Gemara says, no. As Ye'ihi Va'aschala, Va'asam Moshe Va'agmara. She started, and Moshe Rabbeinu finished it. So there's a whole nidin, the Paiskin can you should do a Mila, maybe only the Aschola. So I thought of an interesting pshat. The emesis, the Maratzchis asks, Tzipora was from Midian. And Midian is one of the children of Keturah. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that B'nai Keturah were Neschaiv and Mila. And it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold only the 6 B'nai Keturah themselves. That first door, Midian, Yishbok, I forgot the other names, Ayin Sham. In the end of the 6 children of Midian, the 6 children of Keturah. But a lot of Mishnah learned, and Rambam is the first to say that even Lidoiris, there's a chi of Mila on the name Midian. So Tzipora is shaykh to Mila. Va'atas brisi tishma, right? Because Mamanashah, if the reason why you're not allowed a mal unless you're mohol is because himol yimol, hamol yimol. So the Gemara says, faket, Nashama considered mohol. Isha command the mimoldom. Elamayas, the other reason, va'atas brisi tishma, only someone who's bar bris. Tzipora is a Midiani. Teretz is Yidua that Hanoider min Hamehulim is Osir in Yidden and not in Goyim, and Hanoider min Ha'arelim is Osir in Goyim and not Yidden. And the Gemara does not say Chutz mi B'nei Keturah. Frek the Shagasari, why not? Zok the Shagasari, because even though B'nei Keturah are Chayiv in Mila, they're not Chayiv in Priya. So I'm clearing it's a Dover Chiddush, but I want to say maybe what the Gemara means in Avodah Zarah, that Tzipora Hischil, Moshe Agmara, it means Tzipora did the Mila, Moshe did the Priya. Even though Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua, but Avada we know from Avraham Avinu already, Tyson Yevam is the final, that Avada they were Makayim call it Tarakul, so they were doing Priya already earlier. So, what it says, Hischel and Gomar, maybe it means, I'm suggesting a Chiddush, that Tzipora did the Mila, and that she's allowed to do because she's B'nai Keturah, and she's Shaykh to that in. And more than that, I heard a Chiddush, you know, we know that only fathers are Chayef to Mal, the sons are not mothers. Why? Because we darshan from a Pasuk. Kashatziva oisay alikim. Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chavtes. Kashatziva oisay alikim. Oisay v'loy oisah. that only a father's chayiv and not a mother. The emes is, let me make the cheshbon, Tosfos already asks over there in Kedushin, why do you need a pasuk of oisai v'loy oisai? Anyways, it's a zman grama. Why is it a zman grama? Because it's only on the eighth day. Well, in the Zach, it's every day could be the eighth day, but okay, Tosfos asks, it's a zman grama. So, that's not what I'm thinking of, but there's a lot of tritzim to that. Why do you need a miyad of oisai v'loy oisai? It's anyways a zman grama. What? Mila b'yayim. Tosfos asks, mila shaloy, mila... Mila bizmana is only bayoy. Mila shaloi bizmana is a machlek samiroi. We pass him bayoyin taka avada. And so I once said a chiddush. I once said a chiddush that, you know, the if there's no father, let's say the father's father is chayiv to do mila. I mean, the truth is, if there's no father or the father's not available and he can't, so then anyone's chayiv. Klal Yisrael is chayiv. Bezdin is chayiv. But is there a kedima to anyone besides the father if the father can't do it? So then, boom! It's Klal Yisrael. There's like a kedima. So the truth is, there's a shita that the grandfather comes next. So I went to the tiny ones. I was by a bris. I told this to the I knew the Avia Ben. I told it to his shver though. I said it could be only Avi Oviv has the kedima, not Avi Imon. But I'll tell you, chav. If the reason why a mother is not chayv is only Alzman Grom and women, females, Mekevois or Potter. But maybe the Avi Imoy is maybe just as chayim as the Avi Ov. But if it's a miyat, oisoy v'loy oisoy, so then it's mamayat, the mother's father as well. So that maybe is a new terrace to Tosis. Aber, that's not the topic now. The topic now is like this. Some say that when the father can't do it, before you say just that Bezdin should do it, in fact, the mother has a chiyuv. And it's a big tumult. Some say the mother's chiyuv is just fine because Kalai shos chayiv, so she's, you know, she's close to the kids, you know. Or no, there's a bezunder din in the mother. The famous Rashi in Yevamos and Perek Ha'aral that the Gemara says, how do you have a case like Pesach that they didn't mal the kid? If it's mezid, then they can't eat from the carbon Pesach. The Gemara says no. Rashi says, or the Gemara's lashon is, kagon shehayu oviv v'imoy bebeis asurim. Who cares if the mother wasn't jailed? Or if the father wasn't jailed? Terence says no, because if the father wouldn't be available, the next step is the mother. So there is a raid like that. That there's a chiv on a mother. Put Zman Grom on the side, put him in the meat of Oysoy Velo Yoysoy, there's a chiv on the mother. And now I'll tell you an interesting chiddush. I saw once a chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch, I think it's not the Minchas Chinuch himself, I think it's the some Hagoy sometimes from the Edom of the Minchas Chinuch or the son, I'm not sure, there's extra Yoysoy. In some of the new fancy black Minchas Chinuch, they already put it in there. But he says a chiddush. He says, B'nei Midyan Ha'osachai Ben Mila. B'nei Keturah. That's not B'nei, B'nei Keturah. He says, in B'nei Keturah, there's no chil between a father and a mother. In Yiddish Amila, there's a mila. Oysoy, v'lo yoysoy. And also, in Yiddish Amila, there's a gdarm of Zman Grama. But in Mila's B'nei Keturah, there's b'chlal no chilik of a father and mother. Maybe that's what you could even say. V'atikach tzipayr, that she did the haschol and Moshe ended. Now it's gargishma. She did the mila, Moshe did the priya. Why is she doing the mila? Because she's doing it B'nei Midyan, B'nei Midyan, she's takachai. There's not even a chilik between a mother and a father. Oh, but that's his little pool. Good.